Good evening, everybody. This is John Adelphi. Welcome to our seminar tonight. And we're going to learn all about Hubzu. What's today? October 21st. It's Tuesday at 7 p.m. And we've got a whole bunch of real estate champions here tonight. And we're going to be learning a little bit about Hubzu, which is a... Now, that's not a HUD house. That's Hubzu, H-U-B-Z-U. And that's something entirely different. It is an auction site. And over the last couple of years, there has been a resurgence, I'm going to say, in selling real estate through auctions online. And what I mean by that is that if you go back into the early 2000s, you will see that maybe it was 1998. I'm not sure exactly when eBay started, but eBay was the front runner of real estate auctions. Yeah, and they still sell houses on eBay. And in 2004, there was a CD set on how to sell houses on eBay and how they were talking about this is the most awesome place. 2004. Well, I learned about this in 2010, got on eBay all excited to see what was going on. Nothing. It never happened. I've been told that the only reason why you place your house on eBay is if it's a real specialty item, maybe a house that's built out of a cave or something unusual, you know, that's where you place it. But there's these other companies like auction.com, Hubzu.com, that are doing online auctions. And we're going to talk a little bit about them. And they're seem to be doing them very successfully at this point. So let's talk about that. Before we do, I want to put a little plug in for HUD Homes. I want to give you and a resource, okay? I want to talk about a HUD home that was just recently sold. I want to show you how crazy HUD can be with their bidding process. Recently, and I won't because this is, I'm right in the throes of it, I'm not going to name names or even give you the property address or anything, but and you're welcome to call me if you want to learn more about this one. I'm happy to share it with you. But just recently, we had a property that was on the market. I'm going to use a fake price, okay, of $100,000, just so you can't go look it up. That's all I'm getting at. I just want to just keep this under the QT until we have everything completely under contract. Had a party want to put an offer in, a low offer, and I encouraged it. And if you know anything about HUDs and the way they're done, I encourage you to invest your time with the HUD homes, as few as they are, and then put your low offer in and wait. And wait. And watch what happens. He put an offer in for $77,000 on a $100,000 home. Now, HUD typically will do 10% under an asking price at any given time. They'll do 10%. They accepted his offer. That's 23% under the asking price. Now, ask me how long the property was out on the market for. 45 days. Hadn't even gone through the first price reduction. It was about to. It was about to go through its first price reduction, and they took the offer. And that's something. Now, ironically, he got a little bit of cold feet and heard some things about the property and decided to not fill out the paperwork and let it go back on the market. It went back out on the market for the same price, $100,000, and then he put his offer in again for a little bit lower. And then so did somebody else. And they said no to both, and they countered offered at 10% under, 90. So they both put a higher offer in. This time, both of them were over the 77,000 that was put in, and HUD said no to both again yesterday. So I told both of them, just hold off right now, okay? And then the guy called and said, I want to put another offer in. And the other guy said, I'm going to hold off. And I was about to put it in, and then HUD today said, we'll take your offer. So it was about, he paid about $400 more, okay? Lesson learned. He was so grateful to get it back under contract. When you do something like this for 23% under, and you know it's a good deal, it's in a neighborhood. It's a neighborhood of $140,000. It's a $140,000 neighborhood that he got for $77,000. It's going to need some work, but still, in North Syracuse. My point is that when you do grab onto something, hold on to it. Hold on to it. Make sure you know what you're doing and hold on to it. Okay. Now, there's only 4,700 HUD homes in all of New York State right now. There's only a handful in Oswego and Onondaga County. A couple of more in Oneida County. Very few. Do I recommend that you look at the HUD home list every day? Yeah, because when you see that list go from 47 to 67, which hasn't happened in 4 years, but when you see it go from 47 to 67, it hasn't gone over 50, much of more 50 over the last 4 years, start getting really excited, because that means that there's going to be more opportunities. More opportunities mean that the prices are going to, you're going to get, there's more opportunity for you, and there's more opportunity to get them for even less, because when they start to flood the market, it just happens that way. The problem with flipping over the last 4 years is that the inventory has not been present to the greater degree like it has been prior to that for a flipping environment, meaning that you can't get them for as low as you need to in order to make a decent profit on a flip. That's been the problem. Okay? And the more HUDs you see come out, the better off you are. And you can get that great deal if you're just in the game and you're playing the game often enough. HomePath.com. If you haven't written that down, please write it down. HomePath.com. Those who are listening, I want you to go to www.homepath.com. I want you to navigate to the New York State site. You'll see a little icon for New York. Click on it. Put that in your favorites. Now, HomePath is the Fannie Mae version of a HUD home. HUD is FHA, foreclosed properties. HomePath is Fannie Mae. And by the way, homesteps.com is Freddie Mac. There aren't too many there, but there's HomeSteps. Now, HomePath is not so generous with their price reductions. I'm sorry, when they do a price reduction, or even when they're at the asking price, whatever their asking price they're at, they don't fluctuate much. They don't give a lot when you bid. So that same property for $100,000, we would have probably been able to only get it for $95, $98, somewhere in there as a comparison. Okay? But there's 23 of them in Onondaga County right now for sale. 23, and 11 in Oswego. That's 34 properties. There's 47 HUDs in all of New York State. Those are only two counties, and there's good things in there. Every 30 days, they do lower them, either 10% or $5,000 or $10,000, depending on the price point. So you just watch, and you wait. And then all of a sudden, it gets down to close to a price point where you know that they're only going to adjust it another 1% to 3% if you put the offer in. You say, "Yeah, let's put the offer in." That's how you do those. Or, "John, what's the code to get in?" Or, "John, can you meet us there at the property?" Whatever. Get inside, take a look around, and then wait. All right. That's enough about those. Let's talk about HubZoo. HubZoo is awesome. And again, that's www.hubzoo.com. HubZoo.com. And we have it pulled up here on the internet here tonight. Now, here's what the website looks like. I'm going to make this really simple for you. There's only a few things I want you to note about this, because it can get confusing, especially when you're looking at a new site. First thing I want you to do is I want you to take this very serious. HubZoo, I want you to put that into your new arsenal of properties to look at. Okay? I want you to go in here, and the first thing I want you to do is click on the button over on the right-hand side that says Register. And I want you to register. What describes you best? There's a drop-down menu right there. Purchasing an owner-occupy, purchasing an investor. So you put there an investor, you put your first name, last name, screen name, make up a screen name, email address, password, confirm password, phone number, and then price range. You don't have to put anything in for price range or location of interest. You don't have to do that. You don't even have to say, "I would like the assistance from a local real estate." Just go ahead and just register after you put that basic information in. Once you do, you'll probably go to your email, confirm it, and you're in. Okay? Make sure you write your password down and your username. I think it goes by email. Excuse me. It goes by email and password. That's how you get in. Now, once you're here, what do you do? Does it have an email alert? A lot of these places have email alerts. "Oh, I want everything from Onondaga County to... I want you to email me as soon as a new Onondaga property comes up." You know? They don't have that. They will someday. I believe they will. But they don't have it now. So Let's go back to the homepage. This right here is really all you need. And what you're going to see here at home, if you get on the Hub2 site, you're going to see search our listings and then a big, huge open space where there's a little magnifying glass where you're going to click on for search. And it says in there, enter a location. This is where I start. And I'm going to show you real quick what I do. I put in here, Onondaga County. And I just hit return.
Does it say one to one county? Using a comma?
No. I don't believe so, but you know, I mean, experiment. You may find some. And then what I do is I click bookmarks, and I add the bookmark. And as you can see right here, Hubzoo Onondaga County. This is my personal computer. This is what I use to work with every day. So you can see up here, I've got Hubzoo Onondaga, Hubzoo Oswego County. Those are the two I'm mostly interested in right now. That's the majority of my customers. Okay. And as you can see up here, I've got HUD, HomePath, Gmail, Gmaps, Amazon. I've got auction.com over here. We'll talk about them in just a second. Okay. So, as you can see, when I put in Onondaga County, 8 properties showed up. Okay. And items per page, well, there's only 8. But you can put as many as you want. 64, 48, 32, and default is 16. 16 properties per page. And there's 8. Now, let's go just take a look here. Oswego, you'll see there's some overlap. You'll see there's overlap. Okay, Oswego, you'll see some overlap here. And I've got one auction that's going on tonight right now, actually. 21 hours and 18 minutes left. We'll go through some of these in just a moment. Okay, here's what you can do, though. They will not email you when a new property comes up, so you have to be proactive and go there and look on your own. That's the important point I want to make here. Important point number one is you have to initiate the looking of these properties. However, you can push this thing here called Watch. It's at the bottom of the listing. You'll see the icon of the picture of the property. You'll see that it says hot property or price reduced or nothing. Underneath it, bank owned, starting bid. Then all the way at the very bottom, you'll see view details or watch. And if you click on that watch, you'll be able to track it. Now, I'm not sure what happens when you click on watch because I've not done it. But that when I spoke to Hubzoo, they said that's the closest thing they have to any type of tracking is to watch it. So I'm sure they're going to email you and let you know, like, you know, the listing's almost up in 3 hours, 3 days or whatever, and just keep you abreast of what's going on. Let's go and view the details on this property. This is a hot property in Cicero. So they call it. Okay. So we've got one on Route 31, 5745 Route 31 in Cicero, and the starting bid is $33,000 for a Cicero property. Can that possibly be true? Can I get it for $33,000? You may be asking yourself, good question. We'll talk about that. You'll notice that you'll have us over on the right-hand side under what they call bid center. You have the starting bid of $33,000. You have the ability to view all the bids. And when you click on that, this bid history will pop up in the middle of the screen and it'll say the date, the screen name, the amount, and placed by. So they give you the date and the amount. That's the most important thing. And then if you see somebody repeating it or putting more offers in, then you can see that it's the same person. But okay, so you know how many bids went in and who's bidding them, just their screen name, and you're not going to be able to even see all of the screen name. Here is where you place the bid. Okay, that's my sign-in, so I'll sign in right now. Or if not, it'll ask you to register. Have you viewed the property and how much do I want to bid? Let's see what happens when I put in $33,000. Now, notice that there's a technology fee. No idea what that charge is. It's a junk fee, far as I'm concerned, for $299. And the buyer's premium is 4.5%. A buyer's premium is the commission paid to Hubzoo by the buyer. Okay? We've got Brastex that does a 10% buyer's premium. 10% buyer's premium for Brastex. So that's a pretty good deal, actually. So my $33,000 bid is $34,784. It would be what I actually have to pay. Okay? And then we'll see how far we can go without me actually bidding. Now, auto bid is cool. Whoops. Auto bid. Come on back. Auto bid is cool. Watch what happens when you click on auto bid. It's over on the left bottom side. I think I'll pay up to $40,000. So what happens is that if somebody bids more than 33, it'll automatically bid another 1,000. And it'll keep doing that until it comes to 40. Or you change it. Or you bid something else. You know, on your own, mechanically. You know, actually put the bid in. Okay, so next. Come on. Specify if I have seen the property. No, I have not. Okay. That's my buyer information, buyer's agent information. Those of you who get emails from me know that my email is john@adelphi.com. This is the time to go ahead and put my email in there, and then it'll auto-populate everything else. So if you put john@adelphi.com, then it'll auto-populate my name, my company name, my phone number, and then you just hit next, and then you place your bid. Okay. So I'll go ahead and put my agent's john@adelphi.com. All right. And they will auto-populate it. There you go. Move on to the next one. I'm not sure when when it finally is, but we'll find out. Okay. Am I going to go for cash? Yeah. Okay. Okay. Here it is. I got to click on all these boxes here that says I understand, blah, 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 blah. There it is. That's how much you're bidding. I agree to close in 20 days. I know that's close. And then you place your bid. You can be a backup bidder if you want. You know, up to 60 days as a backup bidder. Place bid. Okay? So that's how you bid on it. And you can do it from the comfort of your own home. You can have me do it if you want to. I can do it for you. Either way. So that's how you place a bid. Now, okay, we talked about placing them in the county and in your favorites. That's the best way to look them up. I'm going to show you some techniques that I've done a seminar like this before months ago, but Tom, this is going to be... Liz, go ahead. No, I was just saying, though, that this is the more advanced information I'm going to share in just a second. Did you guys have something?
Yeah, can you underbid?
What's that?
Can you underbid?
No, you can't. Great question. Can you underbid the 30, in this case, in the Cicero property, the $33,000? The answer is no. Okay. You can't. Great question, no. I tested it. I tested it to find out because somebody wanted me to do that. Okay, so let me show you this one right here. This is in Radisson. This was a property that one of my clients purchased. We're not closed yet. And, yeah. So, this property, I'll show you a few pictures of it. This property was, the winning bid was $59,000. Okay? And he wanted it, and I said, well, I said, they're accepting backups. Look at that right there. You see that? It says place a backup bid. We can still place a backup bid. Tom, did you want to bid 60-something on this? Okay, let's see what they're going to ask for a backup bid now. Let's say we have seen it. Let's see what happens. You can place a backup bid. Well, this is exactly what this guy did. He placed a backup bid for 61, okay? And the first guy didn't go through with it, and they immediately gave it to him. Didn't go back on the market, didn't go back on the auction block. He got it. Let's see if they'll do 62,000.
It says 60 right there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Where is it?
The next minimum possible bid for the property is 60 grand.
65.
No, 60.
Is this right here?
Oh.
Ah. Okay, let's do that. Since he put it in for 60, 61, will they accept it? I guess they will.
Are you still in automatic?
Still in automatic?
The automatic bid you spoke of.
No, no, no. Because there's no competition here. There's just one bid going in.
Oh, okay.
You hope. Yeah, it's like a highest and best type situation. So my point is that if you get on there and you see properties that are already sold, click on it, see if there's an opportunity to put another bid in, and you can put a bid in, and you can get it. Won't guarantee it, but you can get it. That was the thing that inspired me to do another seminar on this, because I'm thinking, hey, this is pretty cool. And it was pretty cut and dry, too. They just emailed me one day and said, ta-da! Okay. And we talked about the buyer, how to register your agent. Okay. Your earnest money deposit is going to be 3%. Okay? Your buyer's premium is going to be anywhere between 0 to 4.5%. So that's on top of that. Technology fee is $299. So if it's $50,000, it's going to be minimum $50,299. Technology fee, as they call it, plus the price of the property. There may or may not be, I've seen it once, where they didn't charge a commission or buyer's premium at all. Okay? Now, there is, let's see if we can find one here. Let's see if we can find one, a buy it now, own it now button. Let's see, we'll look at the ones that, let's look at the ones that are for sale right now. Let's take a look at this one in Jordan. Let's see if there's an own it now button. There you go. Okay. So, the minimum bid is $41,000. There's a buy it now price for $59,000. So if you feel it's worth $59,000, you can own it right then and there. Don't have to do any bidding. Now, the question is, will they accept your offer of $41,000? This is what I want to get into a little bit tonight. The answer is most likely no. You've got to wait them out. And waiting them out doesn't mean not putting bids in. Waiting them out means weeks and weeks and weeks of them not getting what they want. What they'll do is when you put your offer in for $41,000, within 24 hours they'll tell you no. If they tell you yes, outstanding. But if they tell you no, they'll put it back on the market for another week. For 42. And then no offers come in, then they'll put it back on the market for another week for 41 or 40. And they keep doing this. They keep fluctuating the price several thousand dollars until they want to get two people in there bidding against each other. And that's what's happened. I've seen it happen. And then all of a sudden it bids up, you know? All right, so there's Own It Now. We know we can view all bids. Let me see if there's... Oh, I'll show you one that's got a bid. All right. And that one is... Is it on this one or is it on the Oswego County?
Where are they getting these houses from? Is it from bankers? Or... open market?
They come from a number of sources. Short sales, bank-owned, even HomePath. They'll pull them off a HomePath and they'll put them... On the auction. I've had one that was already, it was a short sale. Already accepted, just about to ready to go. And they pulled it and they said, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to put it on Hubzu. Why? We need to make sure that from a national market standpoint that the market value is truly there, that what we're getting from you. So I'm like going, they want to expose it. They started doing that earlier this year. Okay, here it is right here. Here's the one that we've got a bid on right now. Okay, we've got one bid. Highest bid, has the reserve been met? No. What is the reserve? They don't tell you. And if they do, great, but typically they don't. Let's take a look at the bids. There we go. This bid was placed on 10/16 at 10 a.m. There's his screen name. $95,000 placed by a user, as opposed to a broker, I guess. And he's, you know, he named me as his broker, so you know that's, I'll be involved in this if they say yes. Now, this is property right here. I've got a video on this one. This is the one on Red Schoolhouse Road. It's $205,000 assessed value. And so he's
got the loft on top of the garage. Is that the one?
Yes. Yeah. Loft apartment up on top. You got it. All right, so that's that one. Let's see if there's anything else here. I want you to notice what it says here. Bank owned, bank owned, bank owned, bank owned, bank owned, bank owned. Wow. Let's go to auction.com. I'm not a big fan of auction.com. And by the way, I just found out that the only way you can use auction.com to sell a commercial property if it's at least worth $1 million. Yeah. We had a, our 39.9 didn't work for them. So, okay, so we're gonna buy. Okay, let's do the same thing we did there. Let's put down Onondaga County in the search bar. O N O N D A G A County. Okay. Yep, Onondaga County, New York. Let's see what you guys come up with. 16 properties. Okay. Now, here they've got very interesting. Things have changed just a little bit. We've got some bank owned here. We got a foreclosure trustee. That is a home path right there. This one on Black Creek Road. Pre-auction bid. They're trying to get more. Well, they got a lot of foreclosures. I was about to show you how they're just putting regular properties on here. Yeah. Live auction, October 15th. That's already taken place then. It's auctioned. I haven't spent a lot of time on this one, but go ahead and take a look at it. Last I looked, they just had a lot of real estate property that realtors were putting on there, and I wasn't too impressed by it. I don't know my way around auction.com as well as I do that, and there's a little bit difference in the way they have money up front to do it. You don't have to have any money up front when you do Hubzoo. I think they want $2,500 up front in some capacity before you bid. So, also, too, I just want to say that the Hubzoos are easy access. All right, they provide me with a code, and if I can't come and view it with you, then the code is obviously I know you people, you know, so you know I can trust you with the code, and you guys can go on your own, which makes it very streamlined as far as being able to view the property. Okay, so any questions about what we've learn tonight? Any questions about? Yes, Derek.
You said they have a 20-day closing period.
Yeah.
Does that vary at all?
Yeah.
It doesn't.
Yeah, it does. They have to be somewhat, you know, lenient. And I've seen where they just hang with you until you close.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you're going to need to make an appraisal after you have it under contract. Stuff like that.
Sure. Yeah, I know. Yeah, they've been pretty forgiving. Now I've sold 5 through Hubzoo, and let me show you one that's coming back on the market that's falling through. Just got the word like 2 hours ago. Just in case somebody might be interested in this one right here. These kids worked so hard to try to get this property. But they just couldn't. They couldn't do it. There was just too many obstacles. You just have to buy it cash. It's a big house, 1,900 square feet. It's got 15 acres of land. It's up in Hannibal, right off of 104 on 66 Road. And they secured it for $45,000. It's going to need some work. Don't get me wrong. I finally looked at it yesterday. I had not seen it. They used the code. They liked it. They wanted it. They were going to get a 203K rehab loan. but there's just too many obstacles for them to do that. So it's got to be cash on this one. So, okay, so you go up 104, right? You're traveling towards Rochester from Route 3,
yeah.
And you take a left-hand turn on
66,
and it's
okay. And it's just on the left.
On the left.
Kind of up. Okay.
That's it.
And there's somebody. So back in the market.
It will be sometime soon.
What's the ask?
They took 45,000. I don't know what they'll ask again, but that's what they settled at.
Because you talked to a young man that referred him to you. I'll tell him it's back up.
Was that...
Kim.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
No peace.
Matter of fact, the realtor that gave me this, she said, John, just take these kids. I know you know how to do them. I don't want to do it. She goes, I don't want a commission. I don't want nothing. Just take them. I said, sure, I'll be happy to. But it was a long journey, which means that the abstract and service